On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Eskom has posted a profit for the first time in 8 years. It made a 16 billion rand profit in the financial year that ended in March, after a 55 billion rand loss the previous year. CEO Dan Marokani says the profit was largely driven by primary energy costs, which increased by 3.5% in sales due to the generation performance.
And of course, there is also the tariff increase that kicked in that space. We are very comfortable that if we maintain performance at the level of the EAF that we are seeing now going forward, we should be able to alter the structure of our P&L and be in a safe zone going forth.
Text messages allegedly between businessman and suspected cartel leader Vusi Kat Matlala and an alleged associate of suspended police minister Senthil Mdunu have been revealed at the Matlanga Commission, in which Matlala seemingly hopes Brown Mokgosi can intervene in the cancellation of his multi-million rand health risk contract with the police. Crime intelligence head Dumisani Khumalo's entire testimony at the commission today has been around alleged conversations and records of calls between the alleged cartel leader and Mokgosi. It's after the Political Killings Task Team began investigating Matlala. Matlala's 360 million rand contract with the SAPS took focus this afternoon in texts. He allegedly asked Mokgosi to help stop the cancellation of the contract, even though alleged attempts are made, which sees Mokgosi allegedly send him contracts for the minister's chief of staff.
Matlala, who sent this News 24 story, is following it up now with a WhatsApp message which reads, "This was done under the minister's instructions, but it's okay. I'll see where to go from here. But I am not taking this lightly."
Okumalo says Mokgosi does not respond to the messages.
"Morning. Just to let you know that my contract was cancelled yesterday. It was cancelled yesterday. And I see you have been ignoring me and promising me things that never happened. Luckily, took screenshots of every conversation just in case something like this might happen. I'm taking all this to the media and some to court on Friday when I do the interdict."
Meanwhile, the Matlanga Commission of Inquiry has confirmed that Chief Evidence Leader Advocate Terry Motau has officially stepped down, saying he's left on good terms. And an AI tool that can detect tiny, hard-to-spot brain malformations in children with epilepsy could help patients access life-changing surgery quicker. Australian researchers trained it on child brain images to find lesions the size of a blueberry or smaller. The pediatric neurologist who led the team says the tool doesn't replace radiologists or epilepsy doctors, but it's like a detective that helps put the puzzle pieces together quicker. Durban 24 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 26, Richards Bay 25. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.